6 Compass Points for the Right Direction. Today's parents face the challenge of too many choices. They can find peace by adopting minimalist parenting, which means carefully selecting what's important for their family's schedule, belongings, and special events. This approach is based on 6 principles. Make room for remarkable. Focus on what you love and let go of the rest. Identify your priorities and values. Know yourself. Reflect on where your values come from. Decide if you want to keep the values you grew up with. Know your family. Notice the similarities and differences among your family members. Remember that people change over time. Trust your decisions. Listen to your inner wisdom. Sometimes this means reducing distractions and slowing down. Course correction beats perfection. Be ready to adjust when needed. Don't let the fear of mistakes stop you from making decisions. We're in this together. Don't obsess over achieving one specific goal for your child. Teach them to learn from experiences, face challenges, and build relationships. Managing family time efficiently, stop aiming for perfection and trying to do everything. Plan your ideal schedule, focusing on your most productive times at work and guarding them. Limit distractions and work on one thing at a time. Start with your toughest tasks and use short breaks for small jobs. Keep some free time in your schedule and think carefully before adding more tasks. Make sure to set aside time to relax and take breaks from work and chores. To meet your family's needs, find the right mix of planned and spontaneous activities and balance busy times with free time. Check your calendar against your ideal schedule. Work with your partner to divide chores and involve your older kids. Use swap time to give each partner some alone time while the other takes care of the kids. Keep a shared calendar to stay coordinated. Minimalizing your home. To manage your belongings, start by understanding why you have so much. Keep items you love or use, but think carefully before buying new ones. Do you really need them? Will they fit in your space? When decluttering, have bags ready for trash, recycling, donations, and items to move elsewhere. Work on a small area at a time to feel accomplished when you finish. Get rid of unwanted items by discarding, donating, or selling them. The goal is to create a functional system, not a perfect one. Teach your kids how to declutter so they can help and learn to be creative with fewer toys. Electronics can be fun but can also take up too much time. Decide how much electronic use is right for your family and set rules to keep a balance. Simplify finances with money minimalism. Time is valuable, just like money, so it's important to think about how you spend your money based on what matters to you. Ask yourself why you want the things you buy and separate your expenses from your investments. Start with your current financial situation and build from there. Keep track of your income and expenses for 2 months to get a clear view of your finances. Then, plan for the future by saving for emergencies, retirement, and your child's college education. Decide if setting up automatic payments and withdrawals helps you feel more free or if it makes you feel like you're losing control. Teach kids about money through allowances or chore payments. When it comes to teaching your kids about money, consider giving them an allowance or paying them for chores. Some people believe kids should help around the house without being paid, while others think paying them teaches them about earning money through work. Whether you choose an allowance or payment, make sure the amount is reasonable based on what you expect your children to do with the money. Also, teach them about the importance of giving to charities, enjoyment, and play. If you balance your time with your partner and allow your kids to have their own space, they'll learn to respect boundaries and keep themselves entertained. Teach them essential skills like sharing, being adaptable, and showing respect. When disagreements happen, let them try to resolve the issues on their own. A well-timed snack can help smooth over any temporary disputes. Instilling good manners in your children will serve them well during playdates and beyond. Education everywhere. Education isn't limited to the classroom. Broadening your view of your child's learning can ease the pressure for perfection that many parents feel during their children's school years. Remember, your goal is to raise a well-rounded adult, not just a perfect student. Activities like cooking, family hikes, and reading comics together are great for sparking conversations, solving problems, and learning. Setting daily routines on autopilot benefits both kids and parents. Prepare school clothes and materials the night before, and check if your kids need permission slips or cash. When they return home, make sure they hang up their backpacks and empty their lunchboxes. Decide the order of homework, snacks, chores, or relaxation time. A consistent routine helps kids develop good habits for academic success and keeps parents organized. When prioritizing your children's education, reassess any old attitudes about school you might have. Focus on one or two broad educational goals for your children, like learning a foreign language or exploring music and art. Consider a school's location, convenience, and costs, and choose one that suits both you and your kids. Simplifying after-school programs. With so many extracurricular options, it's easy to overschedule kids. But being busy doesn't ensure success, and they might miss out on boredom, which can be a major source of creativity. Some kids are so used to constant activity that they're lost during downtime. Listen to your children's preferences for after-school activities, as one child's fun might be another's burden. Consider if they really want to learn an instrument or if it's your wish. Sometimes gentle encouragement is needed, but don't let your ambitions clash with their individual goals. Unscheduled time over the summer can be a great opportunity to teach kids about volunteering in the community or earning money, maybe by setting up a sidewalk business or, for older kids, finding a summer job. Create family mealtime routines. To find the best mealtime routines for your family, start by thinking about how you feel about cooking and your daily schedule. Do you enjoy cooking? Are you busy with work or driving kids around? Planning your meals for the week before you go grocery shopping can save you time and stress. Use leftovers or takeout on your busiest days. Simple, quick meals are okay. Ask your family for meal ideas or try an online meal planning service. Some stores even let you order groceries online for pickup. Make shopping fun by using it as a chance to talk with your kids and teach them about nutrition. Let them choose new fruits or vegetables to try and stay away from the junk food aisles. At mealtime, focus on spending time with your family. Start by sharing what you're grateful for to create a calm, mindful atmosphere. Teach good manners, limit how often kids leave the table, and have everyone help clean up. Relax family celebrations and travel. If big birthday parties aren't your thing, don't worry. Opting for something simpler and smaller, like sleepovers or outings with a couple of friends, can be just as fun without the stress. Consider having a bigger party only every few years. It's totally okay to send out email invites instead of handwriting them. Decorating with a few balloons and using colorful disposable plates can easily brighten up the celebration. If planning gets overwhelming, prioritize tasks based on how much joy they bring and forget the rest. When it comes to holiday traditions, focus on what truly makes these times special for your family and skip anything that causes stress. If thinking about certain activities makes you anxious, it's time to let them go. Keep only those traditions that make everyone happy. For instance, you can reduce party stress by asking guests to bring a dish to share, turning it into a potluck. This way, you maintain the spirit of gathering without the usual fuss. Streamline holiday plans. Holidays can bring family stress. Remember, you can only control your own actions and reactions. When it comes to gifts, make a simple plan that fits your time and budget. Your family will appreciate homemade gifts or event tickets more than things that just add clutter. Show your kids the value of giving by choosing gifts that support good causes. Use the chance to get new toys to encourage your kids to donate old ones. Family trips don't need to be costly or far away. A weekend of fun and relaxation at the beach, park, or mountains can create lasting memories. If you want to travel, budget for it. Pack light, use the hotel's crib or rent a stroller, and don't bring too many toys. Choose a basic wardrobe and do laundry during the trip. Spend quality time together by putting away electronics and not over-planning. Accept that travel might change everyone's sleep schedules, especially for kids. Self-care for better relationships. Taking care of yourself makes you feel good and improves all your relationships. Allow yourself to set aside time for your well-being. Start with a small goal, like running for 10 minutes daily, instead of trying to spend an hour at the gym. If this approach is new to you, let it grow naturally. Taking care of your relationship with your partner is also part of self-care. Address any issues quickly instead of letting them build up. Small acts of kindness towards each other make both of you feel valued. Key points. Adopt minimalist parenting by focusing on what's truly important to your family, prioritizing special events, and decluttering your home and schedule. Reflect on personal and family values to make conscious choices that suit everyone's needs and preferences as they evolve. Trust your own decision-making, be open to adjusting plans, and work together as a family to overcome challenges and learn from experiences. Create a productive work environment by planning efficiently, accepting delegation, and developing a positive atmosphere that motivates employees. Simplify finances by prioritizing spending based on family values and teaching kids the importance of money management through allowances or chore payments. Make education a continuous, inclusive process that goes beyond the classroom, incorporating practical life skills and broadening children's learning experiences. Focus on self-care and nurturing relationships within the family to improve overall well-being and happiness, simplifying celebrations and travel to enhance quality time spent together.